Greetings to all of you, and grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message for this third Sunday of Easter is this: Let's Take a Walk, based on our gospel reading for today from Luke 24, especially finding our theme in verse 13 that says, "Now two of them were walking that day to a village named Emmaus." Almost all health professionals tell us today that long walks are good for all of us. 30 minutes of exercise each day, like walking, brings countless benefits. I know personally that my daily walks, and for me especially, my daily runs, bring me mental, physical, and spiritual benefits. And this is especially true for all of us in these days of isolation due to the coronavirus. There's nothing better than a nice walk in God's fresh air. Well, one day, just after Jesus' Easter resurrection, two unnamed disciples went on a walk. Let's read about them again from Luke 24. "Now, two of them were walking that day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked about all these things that had happened. And so it was, while they talked and they walked, Jesus himself drew near to them, and he walked with them. But their eyes were restrained, and they didn't recognize him. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus explained to them from the Holy Scriptures all the things concerning himself. Then their eyes were open, and they recognized him. But then he disappeared from their sight. And they said to one another, 'Did not our hearts burn within us while he walked with us when we were on the road and opened the Scriptures to us?'" Our dear Lord Jesus Christ, victorious from the grave and victorious over sin, death, and the devil, chose to go on a walk that very day of his Easter resurrection. He chose to walk with two unnamed, sad, and discouraged disciples. Jesus, their master, was crucified. But then Jesus had come and he walked with them to relieve them of their sadness. Of all the places he could have been on that Easter Sunday, of all the things that he could have chosen to do, he chose to go on a walk with these two unnamed disciples. He revealed himself as he opened the Holy Scriptures to them. He showed them that all of God's Old Testament prophecies had been fulfilled in him. He was alive. He had won the victory. This walk brought those disciples freedom. This was a walk they would always remember. An ex-slave named Mary Barber also went on a walk one day. Let me tell you about her life and her walk and her times. Mary Barber could tell you about slavery firsthand. She remembered the master in the plantation. She remembered the hot working days and the cruel whip. Mary could tell you about slavery, but she'd rather tell you about freedom. And that is what she did. In 1935, a professional writer went to her home in Raleigh, North Carolina. The writer was working on a book about the experiences of ex-slaves in the USA. Many memories were shared, but of all the memories, the one that was most vivid and the most shared by Mary and all the other people was the hour of their freedom, the night they took a walk to freedom, the night the American Civil War was over and the slaves were set free. Mary was 10 years old that night. Her father woke her up and put her on the wagon to freedom. Now picture her in 1935 as a woman in her late 80s, rocking in her chair on her porch, eyes staring into the horizon as she began to remember her past. And here are words, quote from Mary Barber: "One of the first things I remember was my pappy waking me up in the night, dressing me in the dark, and telling me to be quiet. Mammy picked up the twin baby boys. We had to move quickly. We snook out of the house, walked down the woods past the master's big house. Oh, I reckons I will always remember that walk. The bushes slapping my legs, the winds in the trees, the owls howling. Then we was at the wagon pulled by the mules. There's the quilt at the bottom of the wagon, and on this they laid us young'uns. Pappy and Mammy get on, and Pappy drives off down the road. Now, I don't remember all of it, but I remember Pappy yelling out, "We's free, we's free." I was sleepy, I was scared. I don't remember it all, but I reckons I will always remember that walk to the wagon, that walk to freedom. The Emmaus disciples walked to freedom. Mary Barber walked to freedom. Hey, come with me today. Put on your walking shoes. Let's go on a walk with Jesus. You see, when your Lord comes to walk with you, to deliver you from bondage, to bring you to freedom, you walk with him, and you never forget that walk. The disciples didn't. Mary Barber didn't, and an Ethiopian man named Tigane never forgot his walk to freedom either. Tigane belonged to the Wolomu tribe in Ethiopia, in Africa. In the years before World War II, missionaries came to his tribe to bring the freedom of Jesus Christ to the Satan-worshipping tribe. These missionaries walked miles after miles into dangerous territories to do their work. Tigane was one of their earliest converts. Tigane was a slave, but he himself went on countless walks to a secret place to learn about Jesus from the missionaries. His master beat him. His master humiliated him. But it was a price Tigane was willing to pay. There was another price, though, he could not afford to pay. He could not purchase his freedom. For only $12, his master would release him, but for a slave, it might as well have been $1 million. When missionary Raymond Davis heard about this, he did everything he could to raise the money. But it wasn't an easy thing to do because he received no payment for his mission work. But he finally raised the money, and he bought Tigane's freedom. At great danger to his own life, missionary Davis went on a long walk and hand-delivered the payment to the Satan-worshipping master. Tigane was now free, physically and spiritually. He never outlived his gratitude to the man who had walked so far to redeem him. Soon after this, so sadly, missionaries were kicked out of Ethiopia. And 24 years passed before Raymond Davis returned to the Wolomu tribe. During this quarter of a century, Tigane became a fearless evangelist and a witness for his Lord Jesus Christ. But he longed to see missionary Raymond Davis again. When, after all those years, he heard that Davis was coming, Tigane walked to the old mission station 22 days in a row. It was a long walk. It was a hot walk. Dates on a calendar or time on a watch meant nothing to this African tribesman. Tigane took the same walk every day for over 3 weeks with the hope of seeing Davis. And finally, missionary Davis arrived riding in a jeep driven by a fellow missionary. When Tigane saw the missionary in the jeep, he ran to the passenger window. He took Davis's hand and began kissing it over and over again. The driver slowed the jeep so Tigane could keep up with the jeep. And as he ran, Tigane yelled to his friends, "Behold, behold, the man who redeemed me has returned." Finally, the jeep stopped. Davis got out. Tigane fell to his knees, wrapped his arms around his Redeemer's leg, and kissed his dusty, dirty shoes. The shoes that were covering the beautiful feet of him who years before had walked a great walk to bring the message of freedom in Jesus Christ. My friends, I imagine Tigane will always remember that walk. The Emmaus disciples, Mary Barber, Tegani, you and me, all in bondage, all freed, all because of a wonderful walk. I pray that you will never forget your walk, that walk that for the first time brought you into God's presence, into God's church, into the arms of Jesus, your Savior, who loves you so much. But even more, yes, even more, I pray that you will never forget Jesus' walk. His humbling walk as he left the glories of heaven to come to our sinful, fallen world to love us and heal us and forgive us. His painful walk as he went to the cross to pay for the sins of the world, to pay for your sins and to pay for mine. His victorious walk out of the tomb on that first Easter Sunday, when by the thunderous glory of his resurrection, he destroyed the power of death, destroyed the power of sin, destroyed the power of the devil for you. But the walk isn't over. No, our walk is not over. Our journey is not complete. There was one more walk that must be made. I will come back, Jesus promised. See, on Easter Sunday, he won our victory. And soon after that, he ascended to his Father in heaven. But as he left, he promised his disciples, he promised us that one day he would return. Return to usher in the end of the world and the beginning of eternity. Jesus, like that missionary I told you about, will one day come back. For us, and we, like Tegani, will not be able to control our joy. The one who has redeemed me has returned. We will shout, and the journey will end. The final walk will be finished. And I know, my friends, we will always remember that walk. In the name of Jesus. Amen.